I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. I have an extra for you. I hope you've heard the first episode of this new podcast series in which I interview Diane Cluck. She's a wonderful musician who speaks eloquently about singing and creating songs and about helping others find their true voice. So I hope you've heard or will hear that first episode of the Spinning on Air podcast. I have a couple things to share with you in this extra. One is a full performance of a song by Diane, which is heard excerpted in that podcast. And the other is a brief song by Dave DePorus. When I first contacted Diane about being on Spinning on Air, this was back in 2005 when she came on the radio version of the program, she did an unusual thing. She said she would be glad to come and perform, but please could she also bring Dave DePorus on the show to sing his songs? This is something most people don't do. Yes, I'd be happy to join you, and I want my friend to be heard as well. But she said that Dave was a wonderful musician and that I really ought to hear his music and that the public ought to hear it as well. So I remember I went to meet Diane in the health food restaurant where she was waitressing at the time. She gave me a CDR of music by Dave DePorus. Well, that music really knocked me out. And Dave DePorus did come on Spinning on Air on the same program with Diane, and each shared their songs and spoke about them. And Dave subsequently continued to be a good friend. And so it was truly a shock on August 9th, 2017, when Dave DePorus was killed by someone who had stolen his laptop, and Dave tried to recover it, and Dave was killed in the process. It's just awful. And one aspect to that tragedy that's so frustrating is that during his lifetime, Dave was prolific, writing songs, always recording them, documenting his work, working toward the big album that he was ultimately going to release. But in the 12 years that I knew Dave, he never put anything out officially. He would make some recordings and give them to friends, but the sort of perfect version of his songs, the perfect song, the perfect vocal, the perfect recording, always seemed to be right around the corner. And so while more of the world now knows of Dave DePorus through his tragic death, they still don't really know the music. They don't know the scope. I know that other people like me have a kind of archive of Dave's music that we do want the world to hear. And I know Dave wanted the world to hear and appreciate his music. Maybe an aspect to his reluctance to release material was that he was a little unsure if the world would appreciate the deep, soulful quality that Dave put into his music. So we are going to hear one short song by Dave DePorus, and I'll promise that there'll be more of his music coming on the Spinning on Air podcast. And we're going to hear that after we hear from Diane Cluck again. I promised you an extra song of hers. This is the song Sarah, which we heard a portion of on the interview podcast with Diane, but which I'd like to give you in its entirety with the full interesting introduction she gave it in concert at Roulette in June of 2015. Here's Diane Cluck.
This next song is the last song on Boneset, my recent album, and I wrote it on a trip to the Camargue region in the south of France. It was inspired by this trip. And I got to visit the Church of St. Sarah, which is by the sea. And it's sort of, it's a Catholic church, but not really. It's sort of like a dark cave. And I went into the church, and there's sort of a glowering portrait of Sarah hanging up by the ceiling. She's got yellow eyes, and she has a leveling way of looking down. And I went into the sort of under catacomb part of the little chapel, cathedral, and it was dark, and there was a lot of votive candles. And I decided I would light a votive candle for my grandmother on my father's side because she was a devout Catholic, and I thought, oh, this is nice. I'll make a little offering for her. But the candle wouldn't light. And I kept thinking, I kept sort of hearing that this place was scary, like, don't leave me here, this place is scary. So I kept trying to light the candle, and the plastic was melting down the side of the votive, and finally I got it to light, and I sat there, I said, it'll be over in 5 hours. It was actually a very beautiful church, and every May, the Roma gather in this church to send an effigy of St. Sarah out into the ocean. Sarah, as the story goes, gave refuge to Jesus' child and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, when they were fleeing after Jesus' death. They were in the ocean, they were in a boat, and they were rowing through the sea, and they saw the steeple of this church out in the ocean, so they rowed over to this church, and Sarah gave them refuge. Spirit comes back along the way, comes to me red, black, with a lot to say. She sit my tail down, pulled a wishbone wide. She reamed my head out along the way, 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 yeah, na 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 na. She dig my hole, then she toss me a even cry.
Diane Kluck performing at Roulette in 2015, her song Sarah. Thanks to Roulette and their artistic director and producer Jim Staley for permission to make this recording available to you. Diane was recorded in a concert series I curated and which Roulette presented. Steve Cooper was the recording engineer, and later I mixed the music. Please do listen to my conversation with Diane Kluck on the Spinning on Air podcast, episode 1. You'll find it at all the usual resources for podcasts, and you'll find more information at spinningonair.org. And now I want to share with you a song by Dave DePorus. This was recorded in my home, a song that I think Dave recorded in a few different versions. It's called Ghostly Baby. And while Dave DePorus could bring extreme intensity to his music and his performances, this one is quite intimate and understated, with a beautiful vocal performance by Dave. The accompaniment was a collaboration. I'm playing an acoustic bass guitar and a little bit of piano, and Dave created some wordless vocal accompaniment in the background. It's a short song, but it's a gem. Here's Ghostly Baby by Dave DePorus.
You're a ghostly baby, I'm a ghostly stream. You're a ghostly cigarette and I'm an old moonbeam. You're a Spanish mackerel tossing in the sea, splashing like a siren lashes out at reverie. I climb and crawl to you, hop like a kangaroo, home like a bird would home, swim like a dolphin does, buzz like cicadas do, bloom like chrysanthemums do. High up over a street, a sky full of stars and streams. You're a ghostly baby, American I knew. And I'm standing in smoke and ashes here to welcome you. Welcome you as an old friend in this tinder house of machines, as we walk through this symphony of wolves and scattered dreams. God's children wanna play Monopoly every day, the rattling of the dice, the rent's getting come get out of jail for free. I scatter the cards around me, cause I'm gonna stand next to you. Then the sky splits and fireflies fall through. That's
Ghostly Baby, a song copyright by Dave DePorus and included on this podcast with the permission of his family. I look forward to sharing more of his amazing songs with you in the future here on the Spinning on Air podcast. Spinning on Air is an independent production, so your support, your enthusiasm, your sharing and your liking and your positive comments are all greatly appreciated. Please let people know that you're listening to Spinning on Air and get more information at spinningonair.org. The name Spinning on Air is a registered trademark of WNYC Radio used by permission. I'm so grateful to Diane Kluck and to Dave DePorus for their artistry, their music, their humanity, and their friendship. I'm David Garland. Thanks for listening.